This is a CKTZ News Update. Wiley Ferguson applied last year to the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra's Composition Mentorship Program, was accepted, and began writing a piece that would debut with the VSO at the end of May this year. Ferguson is based in Nanaimo, where he teaches music and guitar. His parents live on Cortez Island. He's influenced by many modern-day composers, both in the classical and jazz genres, including Bertolt Brecht and Frank Zappa. What makes him unique is that he has his foot in a wide range of musical styles, all the way from death metal and jazz to contemporary classical music. The VSO played his composition, Broken Earth, at the end of May, and he's very pleased with how it all went and what he has learned during the process.
It went just as good or better than I expected it to. I feel like I put in a lot of work into the piece that I wrote, and yeah, they played great. I got a lot of good feedback, and it was a good learning experience, and yeah, I feel very happy with the results, for sure.
All right, so tell us, Wiley, what is the title of the piece?
The piece that I wrote is called Broken Earth. It comes from, actually, I just asked my daughter what I should call it, and she just chirped in with that, and I thought it sounded cool, so I went with it. The idea, like, a lot of the time when I'm writing music, I attach these absurd kind of titles to it, because when I'm writing, I'm not usually thinking in terms of, I try to avoid writing things that are, like, based on stories or are based on a certain imagery or something like that, because I feel it's so subjective with the way that the audience interprets music. So I try to stick these just absurd titles at the end of it, and then whoever wants to interpret it for whatever it is, then it's individual that way. And I'm not trying to impose some kind of image on somebody that they may or may not see or agree with when they're hearing the music.
Sure. So describe Broken Earth for us in terms of its mood, its nuances, its elements.
It's definitely dark, just like everything else that I write. I would say that in the end, the title came full circle, and I actually do think that it sounds like some kind of monster kind of music or something like that. Like I described it, like Godzilla or something like that. He's going to come destroy the city or whatever. So that's what I'm hearing out of it. But I have a recording of it. If somebody wants to hear it, then they're more than welcome to hear it. But I'm not supposed to be posting it online anywhere because of the symphony rules and stuff like that. But anyway.
All right. Now, you just said you had learned a lot from this whole experience. It began last fall when, for lack of a better description, I think, Wiley, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it was like an apprenticeship in composition with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. What did you feel like you learned since last fall and then from when the piece debuted at the end of May?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was like the format that they had going is basically a mentorship program. So we had master classes. I did them over Zoom, but some people are all in Vancouver. But they had a couple composers come in and talk about their approach to writing for orchestra, and a couple of the symphony players, talked to us about just do's and don'ts about formatting parts and writing within the means of this performance. Maybe with a piece that has lots of rehearsal time, you can get away with a little bit more, but these are some of the best players that you're ever going to find in general. Some of the other pieces I felt were pretty ambitious, and they pulled it off pretty well. So I think that I was worrying in my previous experience with composing. I've had times where I write something that's maybe a little ambitious, and it doesn't come off the way that you want it to, just because it's difficult. You're not always going to be able to just nail those difficult passages right away. So it takes time and patience to rehearse those parts. But anyway, so that being said, like they talked about what you can write and the level of professionalism of the orchestra and how to talk to the orchestra and how all that kind of stuff. Some of the things that I really liked about it were hearing the things that were not related to the actual writing process. It was about what type of paper you're supposed to use and things like that. They have really specific guidelines on if you're formatting your parts for each individual player, then you have to be like a certain size for them to be able to read it on stage. Things like that, small details that you wouldn't normally really think was that big of a deal, but it is when you're dealing with that many people on stage, everything has to be standardized and it has to be right. You can get the best.
Okay,
best
now,
results.
Wiley, essentially, were they just sight reading your piece?
Somewhat. I think they had the parts early. They had the parts early, but there wasn't any previous rehearsal of the piece before that day as a group. Yeah.
Just describe what it felt like when you're sitting there and you're hearing your piece, which you've been hearing in your mind, of course, all this time during the composition process, but to hear it full on with an orchestra being played, what did it feel like?
At first, kind of stressful, to be honest. The first run through, they just go for it, the first run through, and then you have some time to adjust some things, and then another run through the piece, and that's pretty much it. So I would say the feeling of the first run through, I was just still a little nervous to hear how it was. Is my balance going to be okay between the different parts? Was everything going to come out okay? Was there anything that's too fast? But then the second run through, I just put the score away and just listened and enjoyed myself, because I don't think that opportunity happens too often. So I just was trying to slow down a bit and just enjoy it. But I would say, like, it's really, I don't know, gratifying, satisfying to hear something that I've put so much time and work into, and it's something that I've been wanting to do since I was a teenager. I think that just the whole experience, I was just excited to be able to be there.
Sounds like a dream come true.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely is. I've been thinking about that moment being hearing you for. I've been thinking about that for a lot of years. It's pretty exciting to say the least to be able to hear it.
Which now begs the question, Wiley, what lies ahead for you with your musical career? I know you're multifaceted in terms of the styles and types of music that you enjoy both composing and playing, but what's next for you?
That's a good question. I think I'm going to focus, as far as like the classical composition side of things, I'm going to try and probably write some smaller ensemble pieces again. I really like the oboe right now, so I want to write a piece for probably oboe or woodwind quintet or something like that. But in the grand scheme, I'm going to keep applying for things like this until I have the opportunity to get some commissions and things like that. That's the goal. Ideally, I'd like to be seeing some commissions come in, but only time will tell. And other than that, I got a death metal band going, and so I'm trying to focus on that as well. But yeah, like you say, multifaceted, it's hard to, I'm really restless when it comes to what I want to do musically, so I always switch back and forth. I've got a few projects on the go right now with the one death metal band, and then I have a project that I'm doing with a drummer who lives in Portland that I'm working on, and I've been in contact with a couple musicians in town here in Nanaimo to see if we're going to maybe play something together along the lines of my other band that I had, Plain Cheese Pizza. And then also I'm thinking about reviving Plain Cheese Pizza just because I have a new opportunity with being able to be in Vancouver a little bit more. So hopefully that all comes together. But one thing at a time. I don't want to, I've just listed off a big list of projects, and in my head I'm thinking I got to focus on one thing at a time, or else none of it will get done.
Just quickly, a logistical thing, Wiley, and that is how what length of piece, how long does Broken Earth run, the composition, when it's played?
Oh, 5.5, 6 minutes. Something like that. In terms of, I feel like it doesn't translate very well to the amount of time that I've put into working on it after all that time.
Uh-huh. So. Well, I just got inside word. A little bird told me that you may be back this August to play once again at Cortez Island's Love Fest Festival.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there. I'll be around. I'm not exactly sure the instrumentation that I'm going to have this year, but I'll definitely have the two musicians that I brought with me last year, Tom Holler and Johanna Hauser. And I've got a couple other people that I've played with in the past that are there. There's rumblings of a couple other musicians coming with me. So I'm just waiting on hearing back from some of those people, and we'll put something together. It should be a lot of fun. I'm not sure if it's going to be the same as last year. It's always interesting to see what different people come up with, but I'm really excited to play again. I loved the festival last year, and I'm sure that it's going to be just as good this year.
As mentioned previously, you were one of my absolute favorite acts last year, and we will be very excited to welcome you back. Thanks again so much, Wiley, and congratulations on this tremendous accomplishment with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, thanks a lot for saying that. I'm flattered, but I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and everything.
Greg Osova, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.